Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, B'shem Kol Yisrael. We're going to continue learning Darchi Noam. We're on page Nun Dalet. We're in Os Dalet of the first Marmer. Os Dalet is a little bit longer, so we're going to divide up Os Dalet into today, then tomorrow Be'ezras Hashem, and then we'll finish the first Marmer. Very exciting. Okay, Yom Ava V'dvekus. Again, page Nun Dalet. B'sof Parshas Ekev Ne'emar, says the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev, Kim Shamor Tishmunas Kol Mitzvah Zos Shenochim Mitzvah Eschem. La'asosa. For if you truly guard this entire mitzvah that I am commanding you to perform, la'avos Hashem Elokeichem, la'echaz chod rechav, l'dav kava. To love Hashem your God, to walk in all His ways, and to cling to Him. Okay, that's the pasuk in Parshas Sekev. Says the Medrash, Sham, ma'avos kol mitzvah zos. What does it mean? What does it mean to truly guard this entire mitzvah? What's this entire mitzvah referring to? Says the Medrash, Rabbanan Amri, zos Shabbos yishkul k'neged kol mitzvah Shabbat Torah. The Medrash says this is referring to Shabbos, which corresponds to the entire Torah. Chazal teaches that if I keep Shabbos, it's like I kept the whole Torah. Shabbos corresponds to the whole Torah. It's equal to the whole Torah. Okay, so I'll pi divrei ha-medrash to kayam mitzvah Shabbos. And with this pshat of the medrash, we can understand the following. Yesh l'siv od mashmus peperish im tishamor jishmun es kol ha-mitzvah. Right, we have another understanding of what it means if you truly guard this entire mitzvah. What does it mean, this entire mitzvah? Right, so we spoke about two levels of Shabbos. The first level of Shabbos is I keep the halachos of Shabbos, right? I check off my boxes and make sure I keep the Shabbos, that's great. But the second level, the higher level is, including the halachos of Shabbos, I have chiyas, I have energy, I have passion, I have excitement in my Shabbos. That's the higher level. Hainu im tishmiru es kol mitzvah Shabbos b'shemus. If I guard Shabbos, the mitzvahs of Shabbos completely, hein shmiras hilchos Shabbos, hein shmiras oras Shabbos, u'drushasa. Right? Whether it comes to the halachos of Shabbos, or it comes to the passion and excitement and energy of Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos. This will bring us. If we keep this, these two levels of Shabbos, this will bring us to the following, as it says in the Pasuk, La'avos Hashem Elokeichem Lechazuchot Rechav L'dav Kavo. To love Hashem, your God, to walk in His ways and to cleave to Him. Right? It's very important to point out, the Torah is promising us, Hashem is promising us, if we keep Shabbos properly, which again is the halachic aspect of Shabbos, and the more pneumistic, the more energetic side of Shabbos, right? The more internal and external parts of Shabbos, right? So if we keep Shabbos properly, the Torah teaches us, we will come to love Hashem, to walk in His ways, and to cling to Him, right? So many tzaddikim talk about, I saw it in the writings of Rav Ruvin Sasson, right? He wrote Tali Chaim and Bor Panacha. So Rav Ruvin Sasson talks about how Hashem always wants to give us bracha. And our job is to create a vessel to receive that bracha. Right, so when it comes to Shabbos, Hashem wants us to experience Shabbos and to taste Shabbos. And through that Shabbos, to experience love of Hashem and dveikus with Hashem. So if I want to do that, if I want to reach the level of love of Hashem and connection to Hashem, and I will only do that through Shabbos, but only through a proper Shabbos, so my job is to create a vessel for myself before Shabbos starts to receive the aura of Shabbos, which is an aura of Ahava. So how do I do that? Right, these two levels correspond to the two things I think we can do to create a vessel. The first thing is the halachos of Shabbos. It's important. It's 10 minutes each day, or at least on Erev Shabbos, to learn the halachos of Shabbos. To learn what you can do and what you can't do, what's actually going on. Learning the halachos of Shabbos creates a vessel to receive the aura of Shabbos. Additionally, right, corresponding to the second level of the pneumius of Shabbos, it's important to learn a sefer about Shabbos. Right, so Baruch Hashem, if you're listening to this, you're learning a sefer about Shabbos. So again, learning the halachos of Shabbos, and also learning about the essence of Shabbos, creates a vessel for us, which allows us to experience the aura of Shabbos, which allows us to love Hashem and to connect to Hashem. The Torah is telling us, if we do this, if we create that vessel, if we keep Shabbos privately, we will come to love Hashem. Ki mahus v'soda Shabbos hu la'avas Hashem Elokeichem, because the essence and spirit, and the essence and secret of Shabbos, is the sense of loving Hashem. Hashabbos hu yom yisorush eish avas Hashem b'lev Yehudi v'sanigal Hashem. Shabbos is the day where this fiery love of Hashem wakes up in a Jew's heart to take pleasure in Hashem. V'hi ha-makor v'ayisod he-manu shrev Yehudi ha-shtoku shal nafshi chemda b'tzal yadecha. And Shabbos is the source and foundation from which a Jew draws forth a sense of yearning for Hashem. K'mo shakasav orachai ha-makadosh parts is gracious. Orachai ha-makadosh says the following. Ki zulas ha-shabbos Ein hasaga ba'ola masig l'chsov aklos elabore. Without Shabbos, there would be no understanding in the world. We would not be able to understand the whole concept of yearning and longing for Hashem. What does that mean? Klomar, Ein kol derech acheres afilu la'akir es habore. Ve'alachatz kamo v'kamo l'chsov l'klos el habore. Ki ima ide es Shabbos. The Rechav HaKadosh says, without Shabbos, we will not be able to truly recognize and get to know Hashem. Even more so, yearn for Hashem. Because again, during the week, there's a lot going on. And yes, we learn during the week, we daven during the week, and it's beautiful. But there's also a lot of things going on. There's a lot of confusing things going on. Our values get all mixed up during the week. There's a lot going on. We're very, very busy. Whether it's schoolwork, or a job, or family, right? There's, you gotta take care of your kids, you gotta take out the trash, all these different things. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things going on during the week. Right? We're on our phones a lot, and it's very distracting, and we end up just like seeing all this craziness in the world. It's very hard and distracting, and it kind of distracts us from Hashem. On Shabbos, right, we're disconnecting from technology and from the days of the week to reconnect to Shabbos and to our essence, which is connected to Hashem. And so again, during the week, it's hard sometimes. It's hard to remember Hashem and to be davuk to Hashem. But on Shabbos, when everything is disconnected and I'm now reconnecting to myself and to my essence and to Hashem, so through that, I'm now able to get to know Hashem more because I have no more distractions. And through getting to know Hashem, right? Once you taste the sweetness of Hashem, it's like, oh, I always want this. I'm yearning for it constantly. So once I come to La'akira Sabor, I start to recognize Hashem and really start to live with Hashem. So I start to yearn for Hashem and long for Hashem. Kalos elabore mashmao kalos anefesh. It's this yearning of the soul when we say we're the yearning for Hashem. Right? My soul, our nefesh, our neshama, are the yearning for Hashem, for godliness, for its source, for its essence. She'enu yochel aseses godol ava ve'enu yochel asiketz atzmo mirov ava. Right, it's the sense of like, you know, you see a really cute kid. You're just like, oh, they're so cute, I want to like smush them, you know, like you don't know what to do with yourself. So a Jew, if they prepare properly, experiences such a deep love of Hashem on Shabbos, they just don't know what to do with themselves. Just like, oh my God, I just want to be with Hashem. V'alkach omer orechaim, says orechaim HaKadosh, she'ein od davar ba'olam lo mitzvah v'lo shum inyan. There's nothing else in the world. No mitzvah or any other thing that compares to Shabbos regarding this. Shabbos is the hub and foundation and the source and the root and the central station. Right? So it's the takanam merkazi of yearning for Hashem. I mean Yerushalayim, so takanam merkazi. Kol shiyuhudi nichnas yoser l'shabbos v'shomer akdushasa. And the more a Jew enters into Shabbos and guards its holiness, the more enter into Shabbos and guard Shabbos properly, and prepare for Shabbos properly, the more I will be zoche to recognize Hashem more and yearn for Hashem more. What does that mean? It's tchila l'kanis al kedusha. Shabbos is the entry point into a holy life. It's the entry point into holiness. Tchila l'kanis v'shari ha'chasidus. It is the entry point into living with the derech l'Baal Shem Tov. Bezras Hashem, it is my hope that, right? Darchei Noam is a two-volume set. I hope to give shirim on the entire two volumes. So one of the, and I think it's the second volume, so the last section, the second volume is all about Hasidus, and it's fantastic. So Bezras Hashem will get there one day. But Shabbos is the entry point into living the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov. Kizei Yisod HaChasidus. It's the Yisod of Chasidus. Why? Because what is it? It's Abba V'Tzimon HaShem Yisparach. And the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov is just falling in love with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and yearning for Kodesh Baruch Hu constantly. But I can't help myself. There's an amazing word from the Rav Shitzer that whenever I see the word Techila Mikrai Kodesh, I have to share it. So kind of do like a parenthesis right now. So Techila Mikrai Kodesh. Let's say you have a kid who's in a Shana Aleph or Shana Bet. And we're a Shana's a better example. They're in Shana Aleph and they get to either yeshiva or seminary and they're getting into it slowly but surely, right? They start to be inspired. Like, you know what? I want to do this thing. I want to do this thing called Yiddishkeit. I want to get close to Hashem. What happens? They're like, I want to do this, but like, do you know what I was doing last year? All the time I wasted, all the dumb things I did, and like, I can't just become a holy person right now. Like, what am I supposed to do? Techila Mikrai Kodesh, at the beginning of your entry point into holiness, you get that inspiration, you want to go. What happens? Yetzer Hara is like, do you know what you were just doing? What, you think that you can just like go be partying a week ago, now you can just become holy all of a sudden? How does the sentence continue? Techila Mikrai Kodesh, we say in Kiddush, Zeichir Letzias Mitzrayim. When those thoughts come up during Techila Mikrai Kodesh, says the Rav Shitzer, continue the sentence. Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. What happened in Egypt? What happened in Mitzrayim? The Jews were in the lowest point ever. Mem Tesh Shari Tuma. They're at the lowest of the low. But what happened? Hashem still got them out and A little while later, they received the Torah, the highest of the high. No matter what Mitzrayim we were in, it's not as low as the Mitzrayim the Jewish people were in. So no matter what we've been through in our lives, when that moment of holiness comes, and we're deciding, you know what, I want to live with Hashem, the Yitzhara's like, do you know who you are? You can't handle this. You know what you're just doing? Tell Yitzhara, Hashem got the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. Hashem is helping me get out of Mitzrayim, and I can begin, and I can go receive the Torah. Amazing word from the Rav Shitzur. Think about when you're saying Kiddush, or you're listening to Kiddush. Okay, let's continue. Last paragraph. We're going to, again, divide up Dalet into 2 days. Kasher Yehudi Zolcha Ragish Or Shabbos V'Dargazo. When the Jews Zolcha to feel the Or of Shabbos, sorry, at this level, Miskayim Bo Hemshech HaPasuk, he fulfills the continuation of the Pasuk. Alechas V'Chol D'Rachav L'Davkabo. To walk in Hashem's ways and to cleave to Him. What does it mean, Alechas V'Chol D'Rachav? Alechas V'Chol D'Rachav Hi Shleima Samidos. It's the perfection and the completion of my Midos. Moshadarshu Chazal Pasuk Zen B'Sifri. The Midrash says, Ma HaMakom Nikach Racham Echanun. Just like Hashem is called compassionate and merciful. Av Ata Hevi Racham Echanun. So you're supposed to be compassionate and merciful. V'Zoa Darga Shneemra Al Shabbat Tzvilas Ata Echad. We say Tzvilas Ata Echad during Mincha. Ata Menuchas Ava Unedava. It's a rest of love and benevolence. Menuchas Emes V'Emuna. It's a rest of truth and faith. Menuchas Shalom V'Ashket Shabba V'Vetach. Right? It's a rest of peace and tranquility and serenity, etc. Menuchas Ava Unedava Mashma'a. What do those words imply? She'ein B'libo Me'uma Zus Ava Unedava. On Shabbos, my heart is just filled with love and benevolence. That's all that's in my heart right now. On Shabbos, the truth in my heart is purified. I'm able to live a true life properly. My emuna is completed, is more wholesome, it's improved. And this again is a sense of inner tranquility and serenity and peace. On Shabbos, all these things happen internally. Tfila zo megalelanu amahusa Shabbos. This tfila reveals the essence of Shabbos. Shu yom shel shleimus amidos atovos. It's a day where my midos are perfected. Yom ava nedava emes v'emuna. But why is that? V'tama davarhu v'bnei shekol hamidos haraos shel adam novos min agufa chomri. All of the negative midos in our lives come from the physical body. The Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim, "She'adam urkav mitzura v'chomer." A person is comprised of a tzura and a chomer. For now, we'll translate tzura as the neshama and chomer as the body. V'kol mida ra'a shetimsabo, and any single negative character trait that we have, ba mina chomer, so comes from our body. Our body, right? Our body has within it, because it's physical, so it has a little bit of evil in it, because physicality sometimes represents evil, right? So it has a little bit of negativity in it. Let's say not evil, negativity. And that negativity, the negativity in my body, produces negative character traits sometimes. Ukefi shiroim, gam b'ladim k'tanim, right? We see with small children, right? Little kids. Regarding little kids, so you could be 2 years old, have no das at all, no knowledge or ability, like you have no knowledge. But let's say you're with all your family for Shabbos, and like there's a bunch of little kids all over the place, and the 2-year-old sees a 3-year-old with his toy. 2-year-old starts freaking out, like, I want the toy. He's jealous of the kid, right? She's jealous of her cousin. Okay, but she has no das. It makes no sense. The reason why is because she's a human being or he's a human being, and they have a body. So the body produces negative character traits sometimes. Again, kfishurim gam yiladim ktanim sheod ein lehem das klal. They don't have any das, 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, but they have jealousy and desire and kavod. You know? Some kids want to be, things should be mechubad for them. They want to, you know, they want to sit next to their Abba Nima at the Shabbos table, or they want a big glass of grape juice or whatever, you know? They want these things, even though they don't really understand yet. Kimidos elu enam primasi adam, because these negative character traits are not a result of my actions. Elahein cholshos enosh mekoran beguva chomri. Rather, they're this weakness of human beings whose source is in the physical body. It's in the nature of a person. From the second they're born, before you do anything, right? We have certain negative character traits within us that we know for ourselves that we have, that we have to work on. Right? But it's important to point out, the Baal Shem Tov teaches that if something is in my life, it means I can use it to serve Hashem. So Baal Shem Tov teaches that each midah is inherently good, it's just sometimes I use it the wrong way. So, for example, let's say you're a stubborn person by nature. So you think it's a negative midah. So either I can be stubborn, and I can, you know, like, refuse to listen to anybody and do my own thing, which is the negative way. Or I can be stubborn and refuse to listen to my yetzer hara. Bashan the teacher is always a way to uplift all of the midos. So yes, our body produces negative midos. That's in our nature. Bashan the teacher is that we have those midos within our nature to use to serve Hashem. I think in Ish Kodesh Parshas Noach, I believe, there's an amazing Torah about using the stubbornness, right? We're an Am She'or of the Jewish people. Because that's what Rabbi's Chusso Ginnin Hashem in Kamdama talks about. Using stubbornness in a holy way. I think it's Parshas Noach. Let's just finish up. Vashom is Shabbos, Bedarga Saruya. He keeps Shabbos properly. Right? Shabbos was the day of spirituality, a day of your neshama, not your guf. So because it's the day of neshama, and it's a spiritual day, so all the physicality in my life, right, especially the negative midos, which are physical, right, they get all uplifted on the day of the neshama. And Mela Natar Mikal Midos Rosh Mikram Beguva Chumri. Again, all of the midos are purified. Because it's a spiritual day. It's a ruchniistic day. So the gashmis gets lifted by the ruchnis. The Shabbos uliyom avo nedava. And Shabbos is a day of love and benevolence. Again, I have this negativity in my life, these negative midos. But Shabbos, which is the day of Hashem, which is the day of spirituality, uplifts those. And that's why the pasuk says again, Kim shamor tishmunis kol mitzvah azos, which is Shabbos. Asher nochi mitzvah eschem lasosa. If you do all this, what will happen? You keep Shabbos properly, again, through Hilchos Shabbos and learning about Shabbos, having the vitality in Shabbos, you'll eventually come to love Hashem. And then Lechav Zechod Rechav. Why will you be able to walk in Hashem's ways and have good midos? Because Shabbos uplifts all your midos. And then you'll, of course, be able to be Davak to Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezrat Hashem will continue and finish the first Maimer tomorrow.